We're talking today with Joanne Saunders, who's a candidate for county supervisor in the 1st District in the Sonoma Valley. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Bruce.
Now, you have been on the Sonoma City Council for a couple of terms.
This is the end of my second term.
So how do you apply that experience at a county level?
Well, I think it's very much prepared me for representing the 1st District because the city of Sonoma represents not only the city council represents the residents who live within city limits, but we also do a lot of collaboration and provide service for the unincorporated area, which is about 30,000 people just outside of our city limits. So many of our issues are overlapping. Certainly our police and fire departments, we share those. School district, hospital district, everything is very intertwined in Sonoma. 95476 is quite a large population, even though Sonoma's just 10,000 people.
And now it's a district that includes a substantial chunk of East Santa Rosa, too. So you have to modify things for that end of the district?
Well, certainly the people who live in the city of Santa Rosa have some different issues that they might be concerned about than those in Sonoma. But I think at the end of the day, we all want to have our roads paved. We all want to have police and fire and sheriff services and just basic things that the public comes to count on from their government.
So what has motivated you to make this leap to move from city to county?
Well, it's a great question. Like I said, I have been serving on the city council now for two terms. This is the end of my second term, so a total of 8 years, twice as mayor. And I just feel very prepared. Not only is the timing correct with Supervisor Brown retiring, the seat is open. It's a logical step for me. And I really wanted to bring my experience and track record. Sonoma is very well positioned in spite of the financial crisis. We've managed to be collaborative on our city council, make some tough decisions to keep the city in the black. We've had no furloughs. We've had no tax increases, no layoffs. So I'm really proud of what we've done to prepare Sonoma for the demise of redevelopment, certainly, and a number of other financial challenges that we've all been facing. But I think Sonoma's track record stands head and shoulders above other cities in terms of the way we've been able to navigate the public's business.
So if you're successful in this endeavor, what most do you want to tackle as a county supervisor?
Well, I want to bring that track record and that experience, especially on the financial side of things, the economic side of things, to the county. The county's certainly in financial crisis, just like many other cities and counties in the state. And I think it's necessary for us to bring somebody who has experience on the financial side of things to be able to balance the budget, rein in some pension costs for sure. We need to get that under control. We need to be able to put roads and road maintenance as a number one priority. We need to get construction jobs, especially back. We've lost a lot of jobs, and Sonoma County has a persistent unemployment level that's quite higher than the two neighboring counties. Both Napa County and Marin County have lower unemployment levels, which means there are more jobs there. I'd like to see us bring more companies into Sonoma County, better paying jobs.
What's your view on the Sonoma Clean Power proposal?
Cautious. I would have to say that at this time, with all the other challenges facing the county, that I would not be in favor of the county taking on another burden.
What about healthcare? Now, you've got your own hospital in Sonoma, yet the county is wrestling with health issues on a much broader scale.
The city of Sonoma provides ambulance service for not only the residents of the city, but we also provide ambulance service, emergency services for the entire valley.
And mental health services?
We do not do that. That is something that is handled by the county.
So county health department is struggling to make this a healthy county, to provide these additional services in a time of diminishing resources. That's a challenge.
Well, it is. But when you have experienced leadership, we can make it through challenges. And I certainly share the goal to have Sonoma County be the most healthy county in the state of California by the year 2020.
Joanne Saunders is a candidate for the 1st District Supervisor seat in Sonoma County on the County Board of Supervisors. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.